Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Lisa A. Romano, and I would like to talk to you today about how we can harness the power of the universe as adult children of alcoholics. This is the Hear Your Life radio show, and I am the host of the show, Lisa A. Romano. I'm also the best-selling author of the book, The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond a Codependent Divorce, and Loving the Self Affirmations. I'm an expert in the field of self-help and emotional recovery. I'm a speaker and a life coach who is passionate about teaching others practical how-to skills that allow all beings to begin understanding the creative potential power of your emotions. In this day and age, so much information is at our fingertips. We have grown accustomed to immediate gratification. We press buttons, and as if by magic, so many of our impulses are met. We make phone calls, we text, we buy our groceries, our movie tickets, book vacations, all with the pushes of a button. And sadly, we have lost respect for the idea that perhaps certain things should come to us incrementally. Most of us are so ego-based that we unconsciously think, damn it, I want that feeling, that relationship, that job, that physique, and I want it now. We've trained ourselves into an erotic mindset and have coaxed ourselves further away from the very things we truly believe we desire. When we desire, let's say, peace, for instance, yet at the same time, we are uptight because peace has not yet become a part of our experience. We put our creative power right dab in the center of a tug of war. We feel stuck, and then we complain, we moan, and we groan, and we feel powerless, or better said, we internalize this tug of war we feel, and then that is translated by our inner being as the emotion we recognize as powerlessness. This is an attraction-based universe. And unfortunately, because so many people do not understand this fact, nor do they take the time to research or investigate what that might mean, wounded beings continue to attract more of what they know, which inevitably means more people, more situations and life experiences that create only more to be wounded about. I've heard countless people say, oh, you're talking about the law of attraction. Oh, I don't believe in that hokey pokey stuff. Or they say something like it. And I can't help but think to myself that that's like saying you don't believe in gravity. Gravity is a force, which is invisible, by the way. And even though we can't see the force that pulls everything together, we know it's there. Gravity is a force that pulls, which means gathers through attraction all matter that is likened to itself together. Stick with me now. Isaac Newton's theory states that each particle of matter attracts every other particle. It is the reason that a tree is a tree. It is the reason that the atoms that create a tree, for instance, we're going to use a tree here, but so visualize that with me. It's the reason a tree, the cells that create a tree, aren't floating out into space somewhere. There's a force that's attracting all of that which the tree needs to grow and to actually be physical matter in a time-space reality like what we experience here on Earth. There's something that makes that tree become an actual tree as a human being perceives it, and that is all based on the law of attraction. We don't talk about it. We don't think about it. Why? Because we're too busy wrapped up experiencing negative emotions. We're so overwhelmed and inundated with that which has been, which most part, for most of us, it's our pasts, that we can't even contemplate theories about quantum mechanics or theories or belief systems that will point us in a better, more functional, healthy direction. In essence, what I'm talking about is that in reality, this means that there is an order to our universe. That the order we see in our universe is arranged very simply. That to which is likened to itself is drawn. An oak tree draws to it that which it is in order to grow. It's not a goat or a toad. It's not. It's a tree. And so in its environment, it will attract to it all that it is from the earth so that it can grow. A caterpillar is drawn through the natural law of the universe, all to it from the earth and its environment, all that it needs to grow. The greatest thinkers of our time have studied, pondered, researched, and harnessed the very understandings of the natural laws of our universe. Human beings are no different than oak trees, caterpillars, or toads. We are all organic beings who attract to us that which we are. Birds of a feather flock together. Dysfunctional caretakers produce dysfunctional offsprings. Dysfunctional, misguided, unaware offsprings attract dysfunctional friends, mates, job situations, social situations, and so on. Dysfunctional, misguided, unaware offsprings create dysfunctional situations, and the cycle continues generation after generation. And here's the paradox. We humans have been given dominion over this earth, over this time-space reality, over all the matter that is. We can cut down that tree. We can kill that goat. We can squash that caterpillar. And yet, even though we have been deemed the rulers over the animals, we are the only species on this planet that pretends to be something that we're not, denies our instincts for the most part, and jumps from the frying pan into the fire. An animal learns from its mistakes, and yet, although humans have the same ability, most of us repeat our mistakes. We ignore red flags. We suppress our instincts. We seek others to fulfill our needs and then presume the fetal position when life does not go as planned. A jackrabbit hides when it sees a hawk. It doesn't run out into the field, bat its pretty little eyes, spread its legs and say, "Oh, please, Mr. Hawk, please like me, please take care of me." No, a jackrabbit doesn't pretend it's not what it is, nor does it pretend the hawk isn't what he is or it is. The jackrabbit honors its instincts, seeks peace, relies on its patience to wait until the hawk is gone, and then it goes about its merry way. So many of us, ACOAs and wounded adults from dysfunctional families, have been trained to ignore, deny, suppress, and repress red flags. When we were children, we understood we were powerless, and we were. That was a reality. That was a fact. We were unaware that our caretakers, the people we loved the most, were programming us to think in a dysfunctional manner. If we don't recognize this fact, this very hard fact, we will never be able to live and or attract any more than what we are currently experiencing. If you are riddled with fear, that is because you are programmed dysfunctionally. And unless you are willing to confront your fears and to act at the same time, understand that you hold the power within you to change your life by learning to change your dysfunctional beliefs, you will only attract to you more of what you are at this moment. If what you feel at this moment isn't enough, then understand, you can only attract what you are. The law of attraction isn't about what you think. It's about what you feel. It's about what you are. If you are wounded and you feel stuck, only more feeling stuck can show up. So how do we get unstuck? What do we do about this? How do we go from feeling like victims and feeling powerless in our situations, in our life experiences, and our life and our relationships? How do we go from feeling stuck and recreating these experiences to being unstuck, to actually one day experience a life that we truly desire, a life that's full of abundance, that's full of love, that's full of compassion and authenticity? How do we do that? Well, one of the things I want you to understand first is that when you're a wounded adult child of an alcoholic, you've been taught to suppress your emotions. You've been taught to deny self. You've been taught that what you think and feel and need is unimportant. In essence, you've been lied to. So there's a whole lot of recognizing and awareness that needs to be born within your mind so that you can get to a point in your ideology of yourself that you understand that the basic groundwork of your belief system is broken. And you need to begin to honor self, find ways to honor self and love self and let the emotions surface. Because once you let the emotions surface, you're going to be able to get in touch with your true desires. You might know. So I've worked with clients who are so wounded, they have no idea what their favorite color is because they're so worried about everybody else. They can tell you what everybody else's favorite color is, but they can't tell you what their favorite color is. They can't tell you what their favorite meal of all time is. They can't tell you the last time they read a good book. They can't tell you what their favorite movie is. What their favorite meal, they just can't because they're inundated with everyone else's opinions and they're overwhelmed by what everyone else thinks about them because they've been programmed to think what other people think of them is more important than what they think of self. So if I'm speaking to you and that resonates with you, that you have to get that clear in your head that you've been lied to. I want you to, first thing you need to understand is that healing takes time. But the moment you decide to heal, and what I mean by heal, I mean more out of feeling like a victim, you'll begin to harness the power of the universe. Remember, you attract that which you are. Do you want to complain? Because if you do, you're attracting only more things to complain about. Or do you want to change? Do you want to get unstuck? If so, you must be willing to let go of playing the victim, playing the martyr, being the rescuer, and being the caretaker. You must begin with you. So here's some practical how-tos. Every time you hear your mind complain, write it down. Every time you criticize yourself or someone else, write it down. Every time you get angry when someone else doesn't do what you think they should do, write it down. Every time you say yes when you mean no, write it down. Every time you change your plans to please someone else, write it down. Every time you hear yourself saying, I can't, write it down. Every time you eat something you know is bad for you, write it down. Every time you gossip about someone else, write it down. Every time you spend time rescuing someone else, write it down. Every time you ask someone to rescue you, write it down. Every time you lie, write it down. Every time you complain about your job, write it down. Every time you get drunk, grab a glass of wine or smoke a joint to unwind, write that down. Every time you deny yourself that hot bath or that good book or that early night to bed, write it down. The goal is to become more consciously aware of how often you, and only you, choose to disempower yourself. And then for you to realize that you can only attract what you are in this attraction-based universe. Everything in your life will come 360. If you think of yourself as a victim and you don't confront that, everything in your life will show up to reinforce those feelings of victimhood. Everything. You will attract people that will victimize you. You will see a project before you, and rather than you see that as a challenge and an opportunity for you to overcome an obstacle and enhance your self-esteem, you, because of your programming, will see it as a form of weakness. You'll see it as an opportunity to play the victim. You will feel victimized by the opportunity to challenge self, and you will posture yourself as a victim. And then what you'll do, your body, that feeling gets internalized, that thought gets internalized as a feeling, and it shows up in your emotional self, and how you interpret that feeling or that emotion is in the sense of powerlessness. And then you've postured your own self due to your unconscious programming as a victim, and then you'll go about your day, and you'll feel victimized over and over. You'll see news shows that make you feel like a victim or make you feel powerless in this world. And so it all comes down to you. The power to change is you, is within you. So the goal, again, is to become consciously aware of how often you and only you choose to disempower yourself. And then you must realize that you can only attract what you are. So if you want to change, you must change within. No one else can unlock that door that your power lies behind. All the power that you need to change your life is behind that door. But that door is within you. I can't reach it. I can't unlock that door. Your husband can't reach it. Your kids can't reach it. The drugs can't reach it. Only you can have the potential and the power to open that door. But once you do, once you face your fears and open that door and you let everything come to the surface, you begin to transcend the pain. You begin to transcend the fear. And you get in touch with you, and you get unstuck. And then you begin to visualize greater futures, brighter realities, and then your life will change. Incrementally, but you need patience to do it. It is possible. And that's what this radio show is about. It's all about human possibility. I hope you've enjoyed this segment, and I look forward to hearing from you. www.healingselfesteem.com. Thank you.